revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Friday. Of course, yesterday, July 4th, Independence Day here in the United States of America. And we're going to continue with patriotic music just for today. I love our flag. I love the red, white, and blue. I love America. And I hope you love your homeland just as much. And our country, like your country, has her problems, but we have a God. And our God can change those. It's going to begin with the people of God coming back to God, believing that Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night's important, believing that tithing's important, believing that soul winning's important, believing that singing is important, and hymns and songs and spiritual songs and singing and making a melody, staying with the King James Bible, the Word of God that's been preserved through these generations, and of course, remembering the home to keep it strong, and Bible in the home, and Bible time in the home, and family meals together, and see America come back to God. We have so many activities in our churches, and thank God for them. But we have soccer and baseball and basketball and football and hockey and cheerleading and volleyball, and we have camps, and we have youth conferences, and we have family camps, and we have couples retreats, and we have ladies conferences, and we have men's conferences and pastors conferences, and we have conferences for missions, and we have it all, but we need God in all of it. Here's a great song from the Epleys. She's more than just a flag, and to us, she is more than just a flag.
An old man and a little boy were standing in the street. That old man was my grandpa, the little boy was me. The band played on and the soldiers marched and the tears came to his eyes. I will not forget the words he spoke when the flag came passing by.
She's more than just another flag. She's the banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America. May God ever keep us free.
He told me of Corregidor and a beach called Normandy, of Patton and MacArthur and the battles yet to be, of the men who fought and gave their lives, and the tears came to my eyes. I will not forget the words he spoke when the flag came passing by.
She's more than just another flag. She's the banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America. May God ever keep us free.
We are one nation under God, and united we will stand. Let's wave old glory high and call to passers-by, she's the grandest flag in the land.
She's more than just another flag. She's the banner of the free. It's more than just another song, our anthem of liberty. And we're more than just a people, from sea to shining sea. We're America. May God ever keep us free. May God ever keep us free.
And in Jesus Christ, we even have more freedom than that. Thank God I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ hath made us free, cleansed, forgiven, and covered by the blood. Everything I've ever done or ever will, it's under the blood. Wow. I'm just so very thankful for that. Thankful that Jesus, he did so much for us. He did everything for us when he obeyed the Father's will and he died on the cross. The Savior came to do the Father's will. Isn't that a good song? It was alone that Jesus suffered in Gethsemane. And yet he did it for you. He did it for me. It's been so good to be on the broadcast this week. Aaron and I have begun to work together, and I hope he'll stay with me on this. And I don't know, he works for the media team here, so maybe they'll take him from me. But he's behind the dials and the buttons and the sliders and everything right here and getting everything up. And Aaron, you've done a good job this week. We've been laughing at one another because one day it was like Laurel and Hardy. I made a mistake, and then he maybe made a mistake, but probably off of mine. Then I made a big mistake, and it went on and on and on. But we've had the good time. And I am pledging to try to be nice to Aaron. Though, you know, those other three guys I worked with, it was easy to be mean to them. But Aaron's such a nice guy. But maybe I can pollute him and get him bad as the other fellas. America, back on her knees. Great song. Great song. We'll play it for you right now. Then we're 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to pick it up today in verse number 17.
God's face to do as he'd be pleased, turning from
We're in 2 Peter 2, verse number 17. And it begins with these. He's talking about these false apostate teachers. And he's been covering it for 16 verses. These are wells without water. Place yourself in the desert. Place yourself with nothing but sand and Joshua trees everywhere around you, you know, as far as scattered. No real shade, wind blowing, and just as thirsty as can be. Ran out of water, but oh, up ahead there's a well. And you get there, and the well is empty. That's what these false teachers are. They look good. They have the promise that there's water to satisfy your soul in the midst of a dry and a thirsty land, but they're wells without water. What good is a well without water? And then he says, clouds are they carried with the tempest. In other words, what is that? Carried with the tempest. It looks promising. Woo-hoo-hoo! These clouds, it's dark. In fact, he talks about that in that verse, in the midst of darkness. Oh, it's dark. And those clouds, they're just, oh, listen, oh, the clapping of thunder. They're going to come pouring down water on us real soon out here in the midst of this dry, thirsty land. And the Bible said they're carried away like a tempest. They're there. They look good, but they don't provide anything. Isn't it amazing how our Lord paints the picture? These false prophets and false teachers that he talks about in verse 1, they are going to bring destruction upon themselves and, verse 2, many that are going to follow their pernicious ways. Many, they're going to follow their pernicious ways, their sneaky ways. And God said, I want to tell you something. You'll be destroyed. Brother Aaron's with me today, and he is now old enough that perhaps he is, and the sad thing is, Brother Aaron, you're going to watch it the older you get. You're going to have illustrations like I have, and I'm not happy about them. But I wonder if you've seen anybody get pulled away from God already in your young life, and you have. I don't know who. I'm not even thinking of any particular name right now. But undoubtedly, you saw someone maybe in Bible college that looked so promising. And then they walked away from God. Maybe you saw someone in high school, Christian school, that looked so promising, but they walked away somewhere along the in life. And the longer you live and the older you get and become, you're going to realize that there are going to be many that follow their pernicious ways. Follow us. We'll give you more about grace and mercy and freedom and forgiveness. Not like those old Bible thumpers. Be careful. God's people, be careful, because they look well. They look like they're bringing water. They look like they're bringing water in the clouds and the storms and the wells. But they're empty, and they're just full of darkness. Father, help us to be alert to righteousness. Bless our dear listeners and give us a great day this Sunday, Lord willing, is our prayer worldwide in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.